Certainly did, and not just them, but the entire offense, because all of everybody, goes into that. So the award one by one is shared by everybody, and so we're thrilled for both of them, and especially Devontae being the first time going through that experience and the emotion of it, and he's worked extremely hard. So yeah, we're pumped for both of them.
Do you have conversations with the guys? I mean, I don't know how much it's going to matter on Sunday when the emotions are still running high, not to allow the emotions to go too far in this game.
We have, and we're going to play with a lot of energy. We're going to play really physical, and it's going to be a line of scrimmage game. That much we know. We want to establish our toughness right between the whistles, and that style, that attitude that we like to play with, we like to demonstrate that. And but we don't need it after the whistle, and I think that's usually when things can get out of whack. So that's a really important part of the game, because for us, playing smart is a real factor, and that part of the game is playing smart too.
Look at film to look at the plays themselves, but in the last time you guys played, there was some of that extra
Yes.
activity. Do you try to figure out on film where some of that stuff got started and what somebody's role actually might have been in it?
Yeah, I did. We went back through and just want to make sure, like in every op, to say, man, like, let's establish how hard you want to go, establish your physicality, and then let's get right back to it. It's usually the second guy that gets jammed up, when you're just competing like crazy to go for it and then goes to the ground and somebody does something, a push later. So that's really the message, to make sure, like, we're going to compete like crazy. And let's make sure when the whistle blows, we're going to go back over to the other side of the line of scrimmage, get in our huddle, and then we're going to come back and go battle again. So I think that's the message. It's really about poise and knowing how to handle that. And we didn't do a good job with that. So that part has to change, and it will.
And you see a team twice in a 3-week period.
Right.
What are the advantages, disadvantages to having that?
Well, I think the advantage for us, knowing a lot of times you have to wait for a rematch, whether it's in fight or a division game, or sometimes you have to wait a long time, so you have to wait till the next season. So we're in a unique spot that we don't have to. And so that's allowed to take place in 2 weeks' time. So for us, the advantage, it's a huge one, because we had bad performance, and we want to make sure we want to play football exactly the style that we want to. So having it come so quickly as far as a rematch goes, not a rematch, but another opt to go do it, we're thrilled with that.
I know the answer to this, but I'm guessing the last game plan, you have to just start from scratch when it comes to preparing for them?
There's lots of stuff for sure that we want to change, both sides of the ball, and it really started way after that game, to make sure we go through what's called an after action after each game, of the things that went well, the things that didn't, and there's certainly a long list of things that did not go well in that performance. So that's where we started, and it went all the way back from 2 weeks ago, where we wanted to make sure the things that did not go well, why, how, and then that was kind of the driving force heading into the week this week.
To follow up on that, you achieved the offensive balance last week that you saw run pass.
Yep.
How difficult was that to against Carolina to double up and do that again?
I don't know if the challenge of doing it is any different. Our defense started in a really tough spot to put our offense way behind where we were out of whack. So I think for our whole team, just playing the ball that we like, not having the big explosive plays, that's when we're at our best. So I don't know if it's more challenge this week than another, but it was certainly one that we were not able to play true to our game plan when we fell that far behind.
Were you injury-wise with Warlow and Grady Jarrett or and anybody else that we
Yep. Warlow won't participate today, and he's going to be part of a rehab run getting better. So he participated in the walkthrough, but we're going to hold him in practice. He may do some individual and some running along the side. And Chester we're going to hold today, much like we have the last couple of weeks, but he'll participate fully for tomorrow. So, and we're hoping that Warlow will as well. So, but we're going to do the walkthrough today, do the running, and then we'll hope to have him back for tomorrow's practice.
Do you have get Grady back today?
Yeah, he participated in the walkthrough, and he'll work in some today, individuals, and we'll see where it goes from there.
But you want to treat every game like its own entity, but
yep.
Is there any extra motivation knowing what happened the last time you saw this team?
Anytime I think you get whipped, it for sure leaves a scar in you to say. It doesn't jam me up in terms of what we have to do, but at the same token, I don't spend all my time thinking about it, but at the same token, I didn't forget it.
How did Artis Payne look at running back for them last week with Stewart out?
Yeah, and really the whole function of the run game is there alive with him, whether it's out of the gun, behind center, and we were impressed by it.
And Kamal, how's he been playing in his expanded role? Had the interception for you.
Yep.
I got some good numbers on him, but I didn't wonder what about you. how he's playing.
And the thing that we really wanted to challenge him on was the tackling. And I think that part of his game has really improved. So the tackling, the, you know, the flat awareness, he had the interception on. He is completely working at it hard. And it's one of the things we all respect most about Ish is the time and effort that he spends into it. And so he'll even have a role that works into our nickel package as well.
Anything else?
I asked you a couple of weeks ago about what you were looking for individually from guys.
Sure.
I'm assuming this past weekend probably felt like what you guys have said, that you're playing for something here.
You got that right. And the message we had kind of said was that everything counts. And looking to develop grit and toughness and finishing at every opportunity. So when we were able to play in a style that was really familiar to us, it didn't seem so foreign to have good balance and, you know, do better tackling. I think we only had 5 missed tackles in the ball game, so it wasn't where we had to go away from everything. But we really emphasized some of the things that we know are really important for us to play well. And I was pleased to see so much of that come to life. You know, there was end of the half opportunities, end of the game opportunities. And those were the things we're going to continue to keep talking about and keep building on.
Do you believe there's carryover? Because it's going to be wherever you're done. It's going to be 8 or 9 months till you play another game. What actually do you get out of this December for next September?
I think there is. And I don't necessarily agree with carryover, like momentum. But there is carryover in establishing a style that you want to play like. That, I think, is the difference. And there's been some guys who've had some opportunities when their number's been called upon and answered. And I think any time you get to do that, that's a really rewarding thing for you and for the team. They're like, hey, man, you can count on me when my number gets called. And it's those little kind of roles that establish, you know, I can be counted on to do this. We know what you're capable of doing. Those are the things I think carry over.
Coach, what could y'all learn from how Carolina's been built? They've got, you know, guys from the draft, from a while back, Thomas Davis.
Yep.
Got Cam Big, get Olsen in a trade. There's a lot of different ways they've been able to put that together.
And I think I've got real respect for a lot of their players, have some good roles on their club. And I think Kaywon Short's been another factor who's inside. And Khalil, who I think is a real factor in their run game. So, on the line of scrimmage, I felt like those are some guys, just those in two particular, are playing well. And then establishing roles on your team, much like we're trying to do in the same fashion, where the guys can do some unique things, like where Ted came in and started off as a returner and then it, you know, established into a bigger role, I think, where it's 10 touchdown catches. So sometimes when a guy gets a role and expands it and goes even further with it, I think that's a big factor.
Trey Turner was a guy that they kind of made, too, on now he's in the Pro Bowl. You all are talking about developing players too. That's a big part of it.
Yeah, and that development plan, you got to put the time into it, and that's why I've been so pleased with everybody in the organization, from the training staff, the strength staff, the coaches, the personnel guys, like all in to keep supporting, and keep developing. And it's a really big factor, something I totally believe in.
Coach, is Josh Norman an elite cornerback in this league?
Yeah, I think he's really good. Yep.
Why do you feel that way?
Number one, I think just the competitiveness and the ball skills. Those are probably the things that jumps out to me. You know, when the ball's in the air, I think he can really go and track it. And the ball skills, I said, those are probably the things that you look for in a really good corner. And I think he's really competitive.